Hello?
Hello, I'm looking to speak with Jasmine.
Jasmine, this is the wrong number.
Okay, you can help me out. This is not a sales call. My name is George. I'm with National Opinion Survey. I
National
work here
what,
with
sorry?
NA Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. The number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly? I know that I called you on your cell phone, and we just want to make this as quick as possible.
Yes.
Thank you. And with the following, I would like to ask you, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
And what is your age?
34. What is this for?
Excuse me?
What is this for?
Oh, this is a survey that we're conducting. I know that is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote probably or a 50-50 chance?
Oh, no, 0%.
Excuse me?
0% chance.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issue do you want most Congress to focus on? Here's the first one. Protecting LGBTQ rights, fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, increasing border security, and stopping illegal immigrants, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats
gun
to
violence.
Our democracy. Excuse me?
Gun violence.
Okay. And what would be your second choice, from providing affordable child care, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving the economy, investing in mental health, to make
healthcare.
Pregnancy, excuse me?
Affordable health care.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Here's the first one. Racism and discrimination. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. The breakdown of the traditional family structure. Not enough good role models. Lack of good paying jobs, opportunities. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty. Poor work ethic. Poor life choices and values by some. Sexism and inequality pay or treatment for women. Unfair or race economic system for the rich. And you can pick
race
two.
And discrimination.
And what would be your second choice?
Economic.
Okay. All with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove the banned books that discuss slavery or racist from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove the banned books from public schools?
What kind of books?
Excuse me?
What type of books?
It just says here banned books from public schools.
Oh, I don't suppose banning books from public schools.
And thank you for your patience with the following. I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning you're favorable, 0 meaning you're unfavorable. 50 meaning that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Ron DeSantis from 0 to 100. How do you rate your feelings?
Zero.
The feminist movement?
I'm listening.
From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings?
I would say neutral.
Well, what about Kamala Harris?
Neutral.
Excuse me?
Neutral.
From 0 to 100, what do you want me to put down for you?
I would say, like, 50.
Okay. What about Beyonce?
Zero. What does Beyonce have
the
to do with
NAACP.
I have a question. What does Beyonce have to do with government?
Well, I am required to read verbatim. I cannot skip the names, ma'am. I have to mention them.
Oh, because I don't know.
Okay. What about the NAACP?
In reference to what?
From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards them?
I would say like 17.
What about Black Lives Matters?
I would say 25.
And what about Joe Biden?
Forty.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
A what?
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know him.
Okay. And I know that it's still a long ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential elections, if that election was held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third-party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, for whom would you vote for?
Neither.
Okay.
I have a question. And how low is this? I just stepped in the house.
Okay. Oh, we are starting to wrap this up. I'll read a lot faster for you, so we can finish quicker.
Okay.
I really don't want your opinions to go away.
I just need to shower and go rest.
Okay, I can call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thank you.